May you use food for non-food items? For example, you make like a picture with macaroni pieces, you know, a children's project with beans. Are you allowed to use food in a manner which ruins the food, but it's for, you know, an art project? So the Gemara in Brachos says that you're not able to wash netilas yadayim with any type of wine, because Rashi explains it's hefsed ochlin, it ruins the food. And the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, paskins like this Gemara, that you're not going to use wine to wash your hands because it is hefsed ochlin, it defiles the food, it ruins the food. Now, the Gemara in Brachos, however, does say that you are a different Gemara, says you're allowed to use oil, or that they used to bring oil at the end of the meal to wash your hands before benching. And Rashi explains the reason is because you really are supposed to use this oil to remove the zuama, remove the dirt from your hands before you bench. So the Bach asks, there's this obvious contradiction. On one hand, you have the first Gemara, which says you're not allowed to use food for non-food purposes. And then the second Gemara seems to say you can use food for non-food purposes, like to wash your hands. So what is the answer to reconcile these two Gemaras? So three styles of answers are essentially given. Number one, the Bach says that, well, look, you're permitted to use oil or any food item for mitzvah purposes or for kedusha purposes. Thus, for benching, that second Gemara, you're allowed to use oil to wash your hands because it's for a mitzvah, it's to cleanse your hands for the bracha, so that's permitted. But the first Gemara was where it was forbidden to use wine to wash your hands, that wasn't for any mitzvah purpose, it was just simply for cleanliness, and that we don't allow. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch, on Shulchan Aruch, adopts this, his father-in-law, the Bach's opinion, and makes this distinction. However, answer number two is the Magen Avraham. He gives a different answer based on the Rambam and multiple Gemaras, which say that anytime you have hefsed ochlin, if you are going to ruin food, but it's letzarko, it's for your purpose, it's for a human purpose, even if it's not for an eating purpose, but it's for a purpose, it's permitted. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about a case of liftsoa zesim, smashing olives to get out their juice. The Rashi learns the reason why you're smashing is it to sweeten the olive itself. The Rif says the reason why you're smashing it is to wash your hands with the juice. The Gemara says it's forbidden to do this even during the week because it's hefsed ochlin, you're ruining the food. Now, the Magen Avraham says, well, how do you understand this Gemara? Isn't it with sarko? It should be permitted. Answer is, it's only permitted with sarko for human consumption, for human need, rather, when you have no other option. But when you have another option to use soap, for example, then it is forbidden. And that's how the Magen Avraham, says the Prima Gadim, would explain the first Gemara we quoted in Brachos about using wine for wash your hands. That's when water is available. So the upshot is, according to the Magen Avraham, and the Aruch HaShulchan passes this way as well, if food is if tsarko, being used for a human need, and there's no other option, non-food item available to do this, you know, need, it is permitted to use the food. A third opinion is the Bir Halacha, where he says that he disagrees with this Magen Avraham. He says, why does the Gemara allow washing hands with oil at the end of the meal, according to the Magen Avraham? You could have used soap. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says there's a fundamental distinction between it's permitted and forbidden to use food for non-food purposes, non-eating purposes, and that's when it's derech olam bekach. That in addition to being a human need when it's permitted, it must also be the normal way. That it's just a way that this food is generally used. Thus, there's really three opinions, like we said, of when you're allowed to use food for non-food uses. Number one, the Bach says only for a mitzvah or kedusha purposes. The Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan say when it's with sarko, for a human need, it's necessary to use the food for this item, and there are no other options available. And the Mishnah Berurah says it must be for a human need, but it has to be derech olam bekach, when it's a normal way to use this. Now, applications of this are cited by many achronim. Number one, what about you use like flour to make like a glue, a paste of like water and flour? You make some sticky things. So the Avnei Yoshva says that the Ben Ish Chai says it's forbidden, but the Avnei Yoshua says, you know, we see that it was done by a lot of Amoraim. We quotes numerous Gemaras. So you must say it's Derech Olam. It must be it's the normal way to do this, and it's with Sarko, it's for your need, and there's no other cheaper alternative, and therefore it is permitted. And they say for Eitz Asad, the Sides of Tzenzer, who says, well, really you have to ask, is it really Derech Olam normal? Is it normal to use flour and paste for glue nowadays? Unclear. The Avnei Yoshua is another permissive case where we're using lemon juice to get rid of a stain on your shirt. Therefore, because there's no good alternative, you know, soap doesn't work as well as lemon juice or an acid. And Mishnah Berurah would say, since it's Derech Olam, it's the normal way to do, it's permitted. But what about using food for an art project? So the Avnei Yoshua says to like carve out an apple and dip it in paint and then use it as a stamp is forbidden, because even though it's lanai, it's to make a beautiful picture, that's not considered with tzorich. And however, the Eben Yisrael, Rev Fisher, he disagrees. He says making this apple as a stamp with paint is permitted, because the only time it's forbidden is if the food will go to waste. But here the whole apple is being used, and it's not like there's going to be leftover apple which is going to go to waste. I guess the whole apple is being used for this project, and therefore it's fine. The Piskei Tshuva says a limud zechus. He comes up a reason why these art projects are permitted. He says maybe it's litzarko. This is a need. An art project is a need. And he says the items are often raw, like the beans and the macaroni pieces that you're using for your necklace, and it's less than a kazayas, so maybe it's permitted. The Eitz Asad finally cites the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who did allow using beans for a project for children, and he says this is tzorech adam, this is considered a normal a need, because otherwise you'll have no other way to make a bean necklace, and I guess maybe he doesn't speak it out, but maybe it's just derech olam, it's a normal way to do it, and this leniency is cited as well in the name of Ephraim Greenblatt to use these make bean necklaces and macaroni necklaces that would be permitted based on these sources.